You're listening to SBS News.
When Victoria was hit by a second wave of the coronavirus in July, the state's ailing public housing system was thrust into the spotlight. An outbreak across nine towers saw thousands of residents forced into a hard lockdown and unable to leave their apartments. The crisis highlighted what Sam Hibbins, the Victorian Greens spokesperson for housing, has described as decades of neglect.
There's been underinvestment in public housing in Victoria for decades, and that's resulted in a massive public housing waiting list. It's resulted in a homelessness crisis. It's resulted in rundown estates.
With Victoria now appearing to have the virus under control, the government is pledging $5.3 billion to address the issue. The package is expected to deliver 12,000 new homes throughout Melbourne and regional areas, with the first 6,000 dwellings expected to be completed within 18 months. Mr. Hibbins welcomes the announcement, calling it a really good first step, but he says there is more to do.
So we're really pleased to see that the government is making this a priority. Homelessness is the number one social justice issue facing Victoria, and the best way to fix it is to build more homes for people. So we're really pleased to see this announcement and acknowledge that there will be still more work to do. This should be the first announcement, I believe, in many to see more public housing being built across Victoria.
The project is expected to create up to 10,000 jobs a year over the next 4 years. The Housing Industry Association says this will provide a much-needed stimulus in the state's housing sector, which has taken a hit because of the months-long lockdown. Fiona Neal, the Victorian Executive Director, says an infrastructure program of this scale will create significant opportunities for builders and their trades.
We're just emerging from a period of partial closure in the building industry. We've had some parts of the industry that haven't been able to operate under stage four. So this is going to be a really important part of rebuilding that pipeline of work over the next few years. It will probably bring forward an amount of work that wouldn't have been there without the stimulus, and it is something that's going to provide that injection into the building and housing industry.
The program is also being welcomed by Power Housing Australia, which represents 35 of Australia's largest community housing providers. CEO Nicholas Proud says, ironically, it will actually safeguard many traders from potentially needing social and affordable housing support themselves. But he stressed the social housing crisis is not isolated to Victoria, saying before the pandemic hit, there were a staggering 200,000 people on the social housing waitlist Australia-wide. With the country in the grips of a recession, that figure is expected to surge.
But we are dealing with a pent-up problem, which is social and affordable housing waiting lists that have been bursting at the seams. So the demand is growing, and the requirement to invest, such as the way the Victorian government has done, is a need for each state in Australia at this point in time.
Mr. Proud says a similar program in New South Wales is set to be announced this week, while Tasmania is also pledging to increase spending on social housing. Abby O'Brien, SBS News.